A Capital Approach. Tobacco Treatment and Cessation with Nova Scotia's Capital Health District. You're listening to Longwoods Radio, your healthcare source for ideas, new policies, and best practices. By early spring 2003, through a phased-in approach, Capital District Health Authority implemented its 100% smoke-free policy, prohibiting smoking on all Capital Health sites. In an effort to support those most affected by this policy, Addiction Prevention and Treatment Services, APTS, designed and delivered a tobacco intervention program to employees, physicians, and volunteers. Programming was based in best practice and was accessible within all Capital Health sites. The results of this early pilot were evidence that the Capital approach, one that combined peer support, adult education concepts, addictions treatment knowledge, and free pharmacological aids, developed a positive treatment environment conducive to learning and the achievement of long-term abstinence. Around this time, the Comprehensive Provincial Tobacco Control Strategy, endorsed by the Government of Nova Scotia in 2001, was in the early stages of implementation. Treatment and cessation was a key component of the strategy, and the Provincial Development Department of Health and Office of Health Promotion challenged addiction services agencies at the district level to create cost-effective, clinically significant, and accessible tobacco intervention programs. This provided the impetus for Capital Health to expand on the initial APTS pilot program in the fall of 2003, following both therapeutic and educational refinements based on feedback from participants and suggestions from frontline facilitators. The To Be Tobacco-Free program was unveiled to the public. Today, the To Be Tobacco-Free program continues to enhance health and reduce harms associated with the use of tobacco products and is available to the Capital Health District's 395,000 residents, 40% of Nova Scotia's population. Facilitators with specific training in the field of addictions delivered 300 minutes of core content comprised of Getting Started orientation session and a four-step Keeping It Going group program. The curriculum, guided by cognitive behavioral research, is action-oriented, adaptable, and delivered in a motivational style. It offers participants a valuable opportunity to increase self-efficiency skills, and plan for success in a learning environment free from social stigma, moral messaging, and fear. Fear arousal techniques, or messages that equate tobacco use with a character flaw, tend to create resistance within participants and can lead to greater dropout rates. In contrast, the Capital approach presents nicotine addiction and tobacco use solely within a health context. Drawing upon motivational interviewing techniques, facilitators met clients where they are in their stage of change to assist with their positive progression. Participants set personal goals around the reduction and elimination of tobacco in their lives and are empowered to replace extrinsic motivators for change with intrinsic ones during the course of the treatment. Success and popularity of To Be Tobacco Free is evident. APTS provided treatment options to over 1,900 tobacco users in 2004 and 2005. Outcome monitoring indicates that 33.2% cessation rate 6 months post-intervention, with an additional 44% of participants using less tobacco and still trying to stop. The guiding principles. To Be Tobacco-Free utilizes a combination of nicotine treatment standards and best practices that have been shown to produce the highest abstinence rates. The program operates within a harm reduction model, acknowledging the continued substance use of individuals, but seeking to minimize the harm that such behavior can cause. Nicotine replacement therapy, NRT, is available at no cost to participants and positioned as a craving control medication that assists with the biophysiological symptoms of nicotine withdrawal. Early on in the process, facilitators frame tobacco use as an addiction or chronic disease characterized by a lack of control over the substance. This foundation enables the exploration of various components of recovery manifesting along a biological, psychological, social, and spiritual spectrum. Biological or physical factors and the use of NRT then are but one aspect of the recovery process, and participants who understand, embrace, and actively address the multiple aspects of the addiction have a much smoother, safer, and successful journey to tobacco freedom. Inspiring change and building motivation. Not every tobacco user is ready to change their behavior, and studies have identified a consistent behavior change pattern that can be helpful in the understanding and facilitating change. The trans-theoretical model is a framework common within addiction settings emphasizing stages of change: pre-contemplation, contemplation, preparation, action, and maintenance. Applied to tobacco use, pre-contemplators are not thinking about stopping. Contemplators are thinking about stopping in the next 6 months, while those in preparation are planning to stop within a month, and those in the action or maintenance stage have significantly reduced or stopped tobacco use. Health professionals who use this model assess an individual's readiness to change and deliver specific interventions tailored to the appropriate stage in order to increase the likelihood of success. APTS staff designed the Getting Started information session with the pre-contemplative individual, or the contemplative individual, in mind. Participants attend a one-hour supportive presentation in their community designed to motivate behavior change through humor, unconditional support, and the evidentiary truths about cigarettes. Participants receive a self-test of the nicotine addiction, a workbook, a menu of upcoming support groups, and the opportunity to use a carbon monoxide monitor. Outcome monitoring indicates that over 84% of individuals who attend a Getting Started session continue the process by registering for and attending a Keeping It Going support group. When individuals take this seemingly simple action, they demonstrate what is, in actuality, a significant step into the preparation or action stage of change, and, as a result, facilitators meet with less resistance as they encourage individual change within a group dynamic. Motivational interviewing techniques are utilized to achieve progression and movement along the continuum of change. This directive, client-centered counseling style, elicits behavior change by helping clients explore and resolve ambivalence. Compared with non-directive counseling or a parental you-must-stop-now approach, motivational interviewing enables facilitators to focus clients and direct them towards their goal. Be tobacco-free facilitators incorporate the requisite skills of motivational interviewing and build motivation within clients by expressing empathy and affirming feelings, rolling with resistance and avoiding argumentation, supporting self-efficiency and boosting self-confidence, encouraging clearly defined reasons for stopping, creating dissonance between reasons for using and benefits of stopping, and the acknowledging that resistance indicates disparity between the intervention and the participant's readiness to stop. Facilitating learning. At times in healthcare settings, consumers will look to a facilitator to fill in the role of expert. This expectation is often a result of many contracts within healthcare providers who tell clients what to do as a do-as-I-say-or-you-and-you'll-get-better approach. Forcing information onto a client rather than working with him or her often leads to disengagement, however. The capital approach is to empower participants to become their own experts, taking ownership of their recovery because, after all, no one knows more about clients' tobacco use than the clients themselves. APTS tobacco intervention personnel help participants learn more about tobacco use while exploring and valuing feelings, beliefs, and experiences. Facilitators engage, challenge, and involve clients in dialogue rather than lecture them. This method of promoting learning through reflection and discovery is rooted within the field of adult education. Adult learners draw heavily on life experiences and previous learning attempts. The success and popularity of the Keeping It Going program is in large part due to participants feeling comfortable, at ease, and safe sharing their personal stories of struggle and success. Adapted from core adult education tenets, the capital approach to achieving success in a group format is in understanding the difference between providing instruction and facilitating learning. Keys to making this distinction include a group leader who is a facilitator rather than a subject matter expert, encouraging two-way communication rather than one-way, I talk, you listen format, ensuring that participants are asked instead of told, inviting questions and promoting discussion instead of a listen and take notes approach, emphasizing knowledge application and building on previous experience rather than knowledge acquisition alone. Specific program components and content. The Getting Started GS orientation introduces interested individuals within the Capital Health System to the 2B tobacco-free cessation program through an interactive, non-judgmental information session. Registration is not required, and there is no fee attached to the service. APTS offers approximately 5 GS sessions monthly around the district. The 60-minute presentation touches upon the role and proper use of nicotine replacement therapy, tobacco dependence, basic cigarette science, and the benefits of living tobacco-free. The focus is on providing positive messages of support while introducing basic themes around stages of change and the addictive process so attendees can better assess their level of readiness and understand the process involved in becoming tobacco-free. Those in attendance receive an informative workbook, an invitation to participate in outcome monitoring, and a list of upcoming Keep It Going opportunities. NRT is not available at the GS. Registration. Anyone who has attended a GS session answers yes to the Are You Ready question. Many may choose to register for a 4-week KIG support program through one central point of contact. The Tobacco Intervention Line, which appears on all program literature and advertising material, offers callers information on upcoming programs, registration instructions, and the opportunity to leave a detailed message. One central point of all contact for all things pertaining to tobacco within APTS limits confusion for staff and reduces frustration for clients. Keeping it going. Capital Health holds KIG sessions in a variety of health and community centers throughout the region. This closed group support opportunity for up to 15 participants is a 4-week cognitive behavioral-based education program. Trade facilitators present practical advice on coping, combined with an effective thinking techniques and behavior modification skills to assist participants as they critically reflect on their tobacco use and the relationship they have with the substance. Through group sharing and personal reflection, participants examine prevalent thoughts and beliefs that may hinder success in cessation. Facilitators also accentuate the power of developing a behavioral change strategy or daily action plan for living tobacco-free. Program staff structure each one-hour KIG session around a theme. In the first week, participants explore the concept of decisional balance, identify personal triggers, and begin to plan the process of stopping and living tobacco-free. In week two, facilitators normalize common physical symptoms of withdrawal, equating them to signs of recovery, and discuss various coping strategies. Week three explores the complexities of emotional withdrawal and the power of effective thinking. In week four, participants look at return to use prevention, the meaning of never stop stopping, the NRT stepping down process, and other community-based support opportunities. Some cognitive interventions utilized during KIG include recognizing discussing nicotine as an addiction, discussing feelings, behaviors of addiction, recognizing and addressing defensiveness, discussing loss of control of use, introducing various options for support. Behavioral approaches to treatment might include setting a stop date, planning for one craving at a time, identifying and using support systems, avoiding all high-risk situations, connecting with other recovering users. Nicotine replacement therapy, NRT. Participants may also receive up to 8 weeks worth of nicotine replacement therapy to support their cessation efforts, which is provided free of charge in conjunction with programming. The recommended dose of NRT is linked to the client's score in the Fagerstrom test of nicotine dependence, completed at the GS. If they so choose, those scoring 6 or above are encouraged to begin with a step 1, 21 mg patch, while those scoring 5 or below start with step 2, 14 mg. Clients may take a one-week supply of NRT at each session they attend. Provided they attend all four sessions, they can receive an additional four-week supply at the final session, for a total of 8 weeks of NRT. Central office staff maintain an inventory of NRT, and facilitators sign out quantities appropriate to group size when needed. Providing NRT in a frontline fashion allows for proper budget management, enables frequency of service to be based on available inventory, prevents added costs at the retail level, allows APTS to negotiate pricing directly with manufacturer through the provincial drug distribution program, allows for close monitoring of client use and controlled messaging regarding a role of NRT within a complete cessation program. Outcome monitoring. A key component to the success of a tobacco cessation program is whether participants have been able to remain tobacco-free. To assist with outcomes measurement, an APTS staff person contacts consenting clients at 3, 6, and 12 months post-intervention. Along with providing outcomes data, this contact provides accountability for the participant and increases the likelihood of long-term abstinence. The staff member asks clients about their current tobacco use, their use of NRT, and satisfaction with programming via a brief telephone interview. Further directions. The success of the capital approach to tobacco treatment and cessation is evident. 2B Tobacco Free continues to support community members who are ready to address the harms associated with tobacco dependence, whether they are just getting started in their efforts to live tobacco free or successfully keep it going. As the Capital Health Tobacco Intervention Team looks to the future, one goal is to reach out to less motivated and high-risk tobacco users, such as those found in mental health and addiction treatment settings, providing effective community interventions adapted from research-based initiatives. APTS recognizes that, as general public tobacco use rates continue to decline across the country, the burden of disease, financial hardships, and death caused by tobacco dependence falls to these special populations. The chronically mentally ill, for example, have very high using rates, face unique barriers to cessation within some treatment facilities, and are particular targets of the tobacco industry. One proposal to help reduce barriers between high-risk users and treatment is the concept of a nicotine maintenance clinic, where those who are addicted to nicotine and are most vulnerable can have open access to clean, free nicotine and receive counseling in a welcoming setting. This is a concept worthy of further exploration. By advocating for change, entering into collaborative research opportunities, and building partnerships with government, social service providers, and community groups, Capital Health Addiction Prevention and Tobacco Services is striving to become a center of excellence in the treatment of tobacco dependence. It is a capital approach, and it is working. This case study was written by Sean Dolemore and Dan Steves. This has been Longwoods Radio. Thanks for listening.